Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
It is Friday. Welcome. First big weekend of May, the Derby, all kinds of Cinco de Mayo. Man, this is a great weekend ahead, but we're not ready to start the weekend yet. Here, we have 4 hours of, what do we have 4 hours of? We hope, a lot of entertainment and some headlines that we'll start with right now. According to sources, you ever wondered who those sources are? They always seem to be the same ones. The NCAA could pay over $2.7 billion to settle these lawsuits. $2.7 billion. That's Kirby Smart money right there. Okay, Pope Francis presented with Mark Pope Kentucky jersey by a Lexington priest. Can you imagine how His Holiness must have wondered, oh, I got a jersey with my name on it. Not quite Pope Francis. That's Mark Pope's jersey. Father Sicko presenting it to him. I like that.
Yes, he is.
Very cool. And he had to tag Matt Jones from the Vatican. Guess he wanted to get the word out. We have a lot going on today. We'll remember an anniversary that many would just as soon forget. That's coming up here in a few minutes. A number of other guests as we'll make our rounds. But we thought we'd devote... I've had some people tell me that I've been unkind this week to some of our most famous callers. So I've taken a... seeing the picture of His Holiness there, I've taken a vow to be nicer today. So who do you think the first call should be? Yeah. I realize we are past Good Friday and Easter, but I am going to start over again. It's May. It's a time of looking forward. And Bash, good, I'm reading this, by the way, good afternoon, my friend. Bash, you there? Bash probably had an attack, but knowing that I was being so friendly. How about that? I'm nice to Bash and he's not there.
Oh, well.
That's rather disappointing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so much for the... okay, let me wait. I want to make sure, because I've made a vow that this is going to be... Bash, can we try again? Bash is not going to be on the show today, apparently. He's called twice, and we've gone to him twice. Why don't we try let's try another friend
of ours. Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
You know, I like this guy because you don't have to say hello.
Hey, I wish I could meet His Holiness. If I had Kirby Smart's money, I wouldn't be living with my sister right now. Congratulations, Kirby Smart.
I've always wanted to meet the pontiff as well.
Well, I have different reasons why I want to meet the Holiness. Look, I want to talk to you about A&M football. I know I give you a hard time, Paul, a lot about it, but it's all in kindheartedness that I have towards you. Look, you made me rethink my decision in doing sports and working for the UN, and I always will be grateful to you, even for being a really good friend to me, like a brother to me, man.
Thank you.
And I just think people underestimate A&M football this year with Mike Elko because they want to do the Texas hype train. Okay. You really think they're going to beat Lane Kiffin every year, Kirby Smart, LSU? Okay, cool. If you think that way, you might guess, be cocky and arrogant. You'd have to ask guys that way. And I
That's great to hear, man. Well, listen, I think that's a good attitude to take. John is up next. Hey, John.
God bless him. And by the way, I prefer a jersey from the Archbishop over the Pope, just saying, right?
I think we can handle that.
Yeah. Hey, TGIF, and I'm going to speak up for Bash, but first, it's raining here at Oaks Day, and I could never get my daughter to go to the Kentucky Derby. She moves to North Hollywood. She comes back with three girlfriends for the event, and we're going up to Malone's around the corner tonight, so I see Sam Pittman. I'll get his autograph. But here's the quick picks before I get to Bash.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Number 7, Honor Marie to win. Number 4, Catching Freedom. Number 1, Door Knock. And number 8, Just in Touch for the trifecta and superfecta strategy. You'll win on those.
I'm all over it. Bash, you there?
Third time's the charm, Bash, Brother Paul. Can you hear me?
Bash has arrived.
Yay!
Thank you guys for having me, Paul. I want to start this call by saying, I thought about what you said yesterday, and you were absolutely right, Paul. All week, I've been a punk. I've been displaying my insecurities. I've been reaching for every word, not rolling with the punches. And to be honest, everything this week, at the end of the day, it's just not that serious. It's not that big a deal that you don't want to come out to Colorado, or that Jamari hanged up on me, or
like
I had to wait on the
now.
Show for 4 hours, because at the end of the day, Paul, I'm honored to be a guest on your show. And I know I'm going to sound like I'm copying Matt from San Antonio's thing, but we fight sometimes, Paul. But the truth is, you guys are my Bash brothers. You guys are like family to me. 99% of my family lives in Israel, and I don't have the best relationship with them.
That's understandable.
And I
but,
feel
Bash,
like maybe
hold
that
on.
Has
First
been
of all,
weighing
no,
on my
no apologies necessary.
Well.
We got off on the wrong side the other day. I took your vicious attack on my close friend Jamari too personally. I should not have let the fact that you attacked my friend and coworker. I should not have allowed you calling my friend Randy the guitarist from Wake Forest. I that was wrong of me. I need to be a professional and Bash. Let's hit the reset button, okay?
I agree. I
Randy,
wanted
everything
to
say?
After my
Randy, are you okay with
Kumbaya.
Him? Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, Randy. That's what I wanted to get to, Paul, because after my call Tuesday, remember I said my call Wednesday, I wanted to talk about something different. Let's just start from there. So
yeah, no,
absolutely
right. I've had a rough week, Bash, and I'm taking it out on the great callers like you. I mean the Hall of Famers.
I'm just a caller that's blessed to be here, Paul.
No,
but
no.
One
thing we want people to be here is comfortable. We don't want them feeling like they have to at Sunday dinner with the in-laws. I mean you can let the hair down here.
Well, Paul, I've said this before and I'll say it again. This show was there for me in my darkest times, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you and everyone that made this show possible.
But by the way, Bash, a question, if I could ask you.
Yes, sir.
How much of your family lives in Israel?
99%.
Wow,
sir.
That's interesting.
I have 4 family members that live in America, and I've been there recently for funeral services, and when I was there, I rediscovered, I have, like, thousands of family members.
What part of Israel are they in?
It's a town called Kfar Yosef. It's about 30 minutes from Akko and about an hour from Haifa.
Okay. Well, that
about,
is certainly...
If you fly to Tel Aviv, it's about a 2.5-hour drive.
Okay. I understand. Not that big a place. Hey, Bash, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We are off and running here on a Friday afternoon. Bit of a different start. We're friendly. We're happy. How long will that last? We have Pat Smith coming up. Talk about a friend. We have spoken to Pat before. We're going to go down memory lane 21 years and remember an anniversary that most people at the University of Alabama would just as soon forget. The firing of a coach who never made it to his first game.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back. It is early May, and we were talking the other day about 20-some-odd years ago, what things were like and how things were different at the University of Alabama. In fact, it was 21 years ago today that Alabama fired a head football coach. You heard me correctly. In May, who had never coached a game. Pat Smith joining us. Pat at the time was running the Feinbaum Show, and of course he's still very prominent on WJOX in Birmingham, where he is one of the host of Three Man Front that comes on right before our time. So, Pat, first of all, thanks a lot. I don't know if I know Cinco de Mayo is a big celebration in Birmingham and elsewhere. Something tells me this day is not because of Mike Price.
No, it's not. It's always good to be with you, Paul. And by the way, my wife still does not forgive you by calling me that day because I had the day off and you called me and you said, you'll never believe what is about to go down. And I had to come into work that day, had an off day. And I tell you what, the Mike Price story was crazy. But how about this, Paul? How about this for irony? This is crazy. So I'm on the show today, and this is also the day that the College Football Playoff announced that Mike Riley is going to be on the College Football Playoff Committee. And a lot of people don't know this. You and I, obviously, and a bunch of other people do, that Mike Riley pretty much had agreed to take the Alabama job in 2002, and then he decided that he did not want to take the job. And because he didn't take the job, Mal Moore pivoted and hired a guy from Washington State by the name of Mike Price. So none of this would have ever happened if Mike Riley would have kept his idea about keeping and taking the job at Alabama.
Yeah, Riley played at Alabama. And at one time, Pat, I vaguely remember he accepted the job, then he backed out. He was at the Saints at the time, and I can't remember. Apparently his wife didn't want to – maybe he wasn't – I can't remember where he was. But
he was at the Saints.
It was an unbelievable event. So that is remarkable. That I'm so glad that Mike Riley's on the CFP committee. I feel like I can sleep better tonight knowing that. Pat, I'm going to do something I don't normally do, but I'm going, just for the sake of this conversation, act like I don't know any of these answers. Because it would be easier to, because my recollection certainly is similar to yours, but I just want to go back on this story as best you can remember 21 years ago to when we first became aware that there may be a problem. For those who don't know the story, Mike Price went down to a golf tournament in Pensacola to play in the Pro-Am. In fact, Tommy Tuberville was also there. And we were doing this show, obviously. And when was the first time you heard about this?
Well, we actually had a phone call because this was obviously way before the internet become what it is today. And there was actually a picture of a couple of guys that was heading down to Pensacola, Florida. They were on a tarmac. And it was kind of weird, you know, it was like, okay, it looks like this was going to be like a bachelor's weekend down at the beach. It just looked odd, you know, for a 57-year-old man, you know, hanging out with these dudes going down to the beach. And then, of course, that was, I think, in mid-April when that took place. And then about a week later, we started getting an inkling and some phone calls off the air that you guys might need to look into this, that there was some other stuff that went on down in Pensacola, and perhaps a university credit card was used, and potentially a strip joint was involved, a hotel room was involved. And of course, we had already survived the whole Mike Dubose situation in the late 90s with his secretary. So, you know, we're like, you know what? Okay, let's kind of check this out. And so we did. And as we started digging a little bit more, we started finding out that there was this incredible story with a stripper named Destiny down in Pensacola. And the next morning after their dalliance or whatever took place in that hotel room, it was a situation where she decided that she was going to order everything that was on the menu at this hotel and charged up his, I guess it was the university credit card. And that's when everyone started going, okay, now we got a problem. And it was just an incredible story, because you and I both had an opportunity right after Mike Price was hired. He actually came in studio with us and he spent a whole hour. And you and I both remarked about how gregarious he was, how he was an individual that was going to do good things in Alabama, because Alabama was coming off of Dennis Franchione. And if you survived and was around Dennis Franchione, he was the exact opposite. I mean, Mike Price had a personality. He was effervescent. He was somebody that was going to be able to go out and recruit. He could connect with the general man. We thought that he was going to do really great things at Alabama. And then, of course, that infamous weekend there in Destin, and excuse me, in Pensacola with Destiny, that kind of changed everything. So that's kind of when we first started getting the inkling that there was a problem down at the beach.
And not to draw any parallels, but Price was the head coach at Washington State, not Washington, and his last game at Washington State was in the Rose Bowl. So he came in with good credentials. What was yep. interesting too, Pat, and I know I'm going against my promise of acting like I don't know anything, but we also got a call. This story was starting to circulate on some dark fan websites, and we got a call from Joe Buffington, who was an attorney in town, regular guest on our show, and we found out that Joe actually was on the plane with Price.
Yes.
And he did not say very much.
I'm glad you mentioned Joe's name instead of me. I didn't want Joe to call me after that. He didn't really say
much at the time. And then he called me back and he said, you know what's going on. And in true candor, I didn't, but he thought I did. And that's how we really found out. And we had a head start. But the story unfolds, Pat, and I'm pretty sure it's all going concurrent with the Regions Golf Tournament. And Price actually, if I remember, didn't he come up and play in the Pro-Am while this was all making the rounds?
Yes, and then he had an impromptu press conference after he got off the 18th green. He was sitting in a golf cart, and obviously there was just dozens and dozens of reporters and camera people surrounding his golf cart, you know, asking him questions, trying to get things out of him. It was just a completely bizarre scene because it's, you know, one of the biggest golf tournaments in the Senior PGA Tour, or the Champions event, and all of a sudden it was making all the news for all the wrong reasons. And it was the fact that here's a coach that has not coached one down at the University of Alabama, and he's already involved in a huge story that you and I both knew that Sports Illustrated had already really kicked the anthill over, and they had already found out a lot of the details, and they were going to be going to print with it. And so it was a situation that it wasn't if it was going to come out, but when it was going to come out. And you just knew that this was the beginning of the end for him. And it was a very painful look for him, for a famed coach to come to Tuscaloosa and have a weekend that obviously destroyed his career and the future of his career, and sitting in a golf cart at a golf tournament trying to answer questions. It was completely bizarre.
What happened next, Pat, as I remember, and is on Saturday of that same week, they had a hearing. I remember a bunch of players getting up, including Brody Croll, the quarterback, and talking about what a good man he was and how he shouldn't be fired. And really nobody wanted to fire him except the president at the time, Robert Witt. And finally, I think Witt essentially said, I'm going, he goes or I go, and they got rid of him. And here's where it really gets interesting. So he gets fired, and I think the timeline is correct. On Monday or Tuesday, We get a heads up from Don Yeager, who's doing the story for Sports Illustrated, that it's about to come out. And I'm gonna leave this to you, but we got a 2 hour
advanced copy. It was a fax machine. Remember
this
was
back in the days. I'm just gonna throw it to you because you were literally waiting by the fax. I mean, think about this. 21 years ago, we were waiting by the fax, like finding out whether the war was over. And as this thing came off the fax machine, it's all yours.
Okay, so it comes off the fax machine. I've been waiting for it. We get an advanced copy of it. And as I am trying to get it into the studio for you, I am reading it as I am walking. And I get to the point of the article where the infamous, "It's rolling, baby," and the other quotes from what was being said during his time with this stripper, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. And I remember walking in the studio, and we were during a commercial break, and I'm immediately going to that page of the story, and I'm saying, "Paul, you're not going to believe what he said," and you didn't believe me. And I kept reading it to you, and you said, "Just give it to me," and I handed it to you, and the look on your face as you started reading that, and you were like going, "This is unbelievable. I thought I'd seen it all." And just that quote in that story would just resonate throughout college football and the rest of the world, really, because it was just so amazing that that was in print, and that's exactly what took place. But, yeah, it was one of those days that I will absolutely never forget until, obviously, Toomer's trees got poisoned a few years later. But that was an all-timer, no doubt about it, Paul.
Cool today. And I'll paraphrase because I don't know if that article is still under appeal in terms of lawsuits. But essentially, these two women, according to the article, were yelling while they were all together in this room. They were yelling. They screamed it, according to the article, at Price, saying "Roll Tide," and he responded, "It's rolling, baby." And it became one of the most discussed topics. I mean, late night shows. It was everywhere, and. As you brought me the article, Pat, if I remember, I decided I can't paraphrase it, so I literally started reading the article verbatim, and I'm pretty sure it was hard to read over Vickers' laughter.
That is correct. Neil Vickers, our infamous newsman and one of the hosts of our show, he was noted for his laughter, and he literally thought that we had made he thought it was a bit. I mean, he's a hardcore news guy who grew up in the Air Force, and he thought that it was one of our parodies. He was like, there was no way that this actually took place, and this is in print. And it was just one of those moments. And listening to Paul Feinbaum read it, I remember getting calls from people saying that they were literally driving off the side of the road listening to the show because they could not believe what you were reading. And you were reading it verbatim. What ultimately was going to be in this Sports Illustrated article.
I had a player, a starter on that team, tell me that he and his buddy were in a truck driving somewhere, and they did have to pull off, Pat, because they couldn't. I mean, they played for this guy, and they were laughing so hard at their own coach. It was pretty amazing. It was another footnote. Mal Moore, the athletic director, was supposed to be on the plane. A young track star had died. He had to stay behind. Which prevented him, but Tuberville later told me the whole story from his end. He was there. He saw it all unfold, and you have to, not to make any accusations, but you have to wonder how much Tuberville did to facilitate the story getting out, being the Auburn coach at the time. But so anyway, that wasn't even the end of it. Then in May, the school had to go find a new coach.
It was crazy, but I do want to go back, and I know you brought up Brody Croll's name a few minutes ago, but and of course he's married to a famous other senator from the state of Alabama, Wesley Britt. He was one that stood up in favor of Coach Price, and he says if everyone got kicked off the team or lost their job for going to a strip club, there would be no one working, and we wouldn't have a football team. End of quote.
Yeah, I was trying to spare Wes and Katie that ignominy, but I'm glad you remembered the facts are all that matters here. But you're right. Now, it was Jamari asked me earlier, have you ever covered a crazier story? In truth, no. Yeah, I mean, certainly the Updike story in some ways lives more in infamy. because nobody really ever wanted to remember this story. And what happened was, too, Steve Henniger, a well-known attorney, represented Price, sued Time Incorporated. They ended up getting a massive settlement because the article was not completely accurate. I don't know what part was inaccurate. And the defense by Price, and I guess I can go ahead and say this, can I? It was simply not possible for him to have done what he was accused of doing. And I'm sure you'll ask me why.
He needed medical assistance, right?
Well, he was, 57 was not the, was only part of it, but he was on an extremely high dose of high blood pressure medication, which they argued made it physically impossible for him to be entertaining two women. But if you
I can hear everybody laughing in the background.
I am just spitting out the facts here.
Amazing.
I'm glad you helped us remember back to this very. As a talk show host, you hope that something happens in April and May. Nothing's ever happened quite like this.
No, not a day. And the other crazy part about it is I remember Robert Witt, the president of Alabama, they did not want to pay. They didn't pay a severance. They didn't want to pay. He had a 7-year, $10 million contract. Now, think about that for a second. Think about how far we have come in that time frame where now Kirby Smart is making $13 million a season when Mike Price had just signed a 7-year, $10 million contract and he got nothing except losing his job and embarrassment over what took place at Alabama.
And I know people always, nobody wants to go back in a time machine because you don't know what's going to happen. But had this not happened, there's a chance he would have been successful. And the rest of what happened in the next 20 years perhaps wouldn't have happened with Nick Saban.
And that's what's so amazing, Paul, is the fact, and I'll go back to the whole Mike Riley thing. So Mike Riley, he wanted the job, and he decided not to take the job. Then they hire Price. Price goes through what he did. Then you had Shula, and you had, obviously, that regime. And then all that happened and took place to the point where Mal Moore had enough, and he was not going to get off that tarmac in South Florida until Nick Saban would meet with him and take the job. And as we all say, the rest is history. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy how the confluence of those things taking place ultimately led to Nick Saban getting the job at Alabama.
Well, I'll close here. Please, I don't think I've done this in 21 years, so please apologize to Leanne for dragging you back to work on that momentous day.
I will. And listen, hey, coming in that day, it was worth it. So, yeah, it was a good day, no doubt about it.
Incredible stuff. Pat Smith, remembering, Pat, we could probably do this once every couple of weeks with all the stories that have happened in this state. We deeply appreciate your time. You be well. Pat Smith joining us from WJOX in Birmingham. We'll take a short break. Back with much, much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back. And let's check in with Larry next. Hey, Larry.
Well, Paul. Just had to do it, didn't you?
Had to do what, Larry?
You know what you did. Don't come up with that.
Larry, I can't help it that three Alabama coaches in a very short period of time all got run because of illicit affairs.
Yeah, yeah. We got a good thing.
I'm not a script writer. I just cover the news, Larry.
You got to dig up this trash, garbage, no good story that you wanted to bring in. And just now I'm reoccurring into my, I'm allowed to go back in the hospital probably.
Larry, it happened 21 years ago.
I don't care. You just brought it up like it was today. You had just trashed the whole football.
Seemed like it was today, didn't it, Larry?
You trashed everything. You ruined my season. Are you happy, Paul Feinbaum? You ruined my damn season. I'm tired of hearing that story, and you just, when he laid it over it, you and that guy, what does he do? Sell comic books or something?
Pat Smith? What are you talking about?
Come on, man. This guy that was with you doing the story just then, who is he?
The guy I had on?
Yeah.
He used to be my partner on the show in Birmingham. What are you talking about?
I'm asking you, what's his name?
Pat Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't remember Pat Smith?
I just got to tell you thank
you. Larry, I know you've been in the hospital for a couple of weeks, but he was the guy that put this show together.
Yeah, well why did he have to come on with this much?
Because we invited him, that's why. Larry, you don't think it was funny that the Alabama head football coach got fired because he left his credit card in a room with two women? You don't think that's interesting?
Oh, thank you, Paul. Hey, you know who's with me? An Auburn fan.
Who's that?
You know what? He's giggling. He's been laughing ever since you told that story. He's listening at him over here. I mean, he thinks it's just hilarious.
Larry, back in the day, you wouldn't have put up with that.
No, I wouldn't, but he probably whooped my ass right now.
Larry, yeah. I don't think that would take a lot.
No, it wouldn't, Paul, but you just like...
I think Bash could do that.
You love to. You just stepped on me. You just crushed me. And you hurt our season. You've hurt our credibility as recruiting. You've done a detrimental damage to this team. Detrimental. I'm talking terrible.
Okay, Larry, go back. Go back to therapy. Okay, go down.
I'm on therapy your ass. You what? I'm on therapy you when I get through trash.
Larry, I'll be in your town. I'll be in Birmingham on Wednesday if you want to settle this.
Woo! It's on, Jack.
Hey,
I'll see you Wednesday.
I'll be easy to find. Okay.
Yeah, baby, you'll be running like a damn chicken.
See you, Larry. We'll take a short break. Back with much more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and Chris is up next.
Oh, you kind of mean for a guy that gets 50% off his haircut and drank in shirt. You real mean. You ain't have to help AJ, Paul. You should have let me and AJ shoot the fair one. But he didn't need no help. He hit me with two fast ones before I knew I was in the game, Paul. And then here come you, bam, hit me in the back, Paul. That ain't fair, Paul, at all. And you talking about you're going to be nicer today. But Bash, man, Bash, I'll tell you what, man. Bash, he won't stand up for nothing, Paul. For nothing. He's the type of dude that'll pay the man to take his wife out, Paul. That's the type of dude Bash is.
That's pretty bad.
And I just don't understand. And Fred, listen, Fred. Quit. I ain't going to say quit because you're doing some good work. You're doing God's work. But quit giving so much advice to our crazy callers. We like it wild on the show. We like it Paul Feinbaum, Six Flags Over Jesus. That's how we like it, Paul. I'm trying to tell you. But before I get off here, Paul, because... This NFO, them boys, they coming. But I got one thing to say to them. And the famous, famous quote of Ricky Bobby off of Talladega Nights, if you don't chew Big Red, then you have a nice day, Paul.
Catherine is up next.
Hey, Paul. I was sort of hoping that I'd turn the TV on and see you in a Kentucky Derby attire today.
I have dressed like a jockey before when we were in Lexington.
No.
Not doing it anytime soon, though.
I could see you like in a pastel-colored suit and maybe one of those barbershop quartet hats that they wear.
Absolutely.
I think pale blue would be a nice color for you.
I like that.
Yeah, and have a mint julep sitting on the desk, no less.
Yeah, I could use a mint julep right now.
Listen, I just want to say I enjoyed some of the interviews that you've had. Kenny Chesney, that was awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy that you got to go back to Memphis. I don't know why you were there, but sounded like you had a really good time.
Yeah, no, they have a touchdown club there. They were nice enough to invite me. But, yeah, and Catherine, it's hard to explain when you – because I really don't – have any family there anymore, so when I get back there, which is very unusual, not very often, it's,
right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, we have class reunions for high school, and golly, mine's really old now, but it's always just refreshing to meet up with some of your
Kevin,
friends.
You know, Kevin, I've never been to a class reunion. I'm always afraid I'll get there and nobody will remember me.
Oh, I don't know, Paul. But listen, I also, the person, Ricky, I think, from Mississippi, I enjoyed that interview that you had with him and the story that you told about your mom and sister driving out there.
Oh, to Itabena. That was fun.
Yeah, I can't even pronounce that name. Itabena.
Yeah, it's I-T-T-A, Bena, I think it's B-E-E-N-A. It's in the Mississippi Delta, not too far from, frankly, I don't know, I think it's near Greenville or Greenwood, but which doesn't help you very, if you know where the Delta is, it's kind of the middle of the state.
Yeah, well, my brother used to go down to Louisiana. And, oh, my God, him and his wife, they loved it down there. And they would go in all those little areas. And some of those names I couldn't pronounce either. There's nothing better than
Catherine,
being
the point of that story, and I'm not sure, I was, you know, I had this, my first job out of college, and I wanted my mom to think that I had really done something well. And she's looking around like, man, what have you gotten yourself into? I thought you were going to be something other than a sports writer. It was quite a special memory to think about. Hey, thank you so much. Peggy is up next. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, Paul. I wanted to call you. I had a little bit of time here. First of all, thank you for taking my call. And Catherine, I believe her name was, mentioned it. We caught your interview with Kenny Chesney, and I just thought it was so good.
Thank you.
Him being a Tennessee boy, I learned some things, and it was just very enjoyable. And then we had a little bit of extra time, and we caught, I believe it was Wednesday's episode, Hour 4. And I want to tell you, Paul, we've lived so hard. I mean, it was... it was hilarious, and I got to say, from calling in and listening pretty about every day for a year, I had the funniest. I never laughed so hard. That shrunken head thing. That's
funny.
What I'm talking about. He went into that where you and John and Jim, something about shrunken heads. I don't know what it was, but it was hilarious.
Hey, I am so glad that we have been able to entertain you. You take care of yourself. Thanks for the call. Noah is up next. Hey, Noah.
Hey, Paul. So I was wondering if you were going to be at the Regions Golf Tournament.
In fact, I'm going to be there on Wednesday, Noah, next week.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been hearing that in my school that you were... like the rule of all sports and all that, and I was wondering if you like followed fishing any.
Do I follow fishing?
Yes, sir.
When I was a kid, I used to fish. I haven't fished in a while. Do you fish?
Yes, sir.
What type of fishing do you do?
Either bass fishing or crappie fishing.
Yeah, I remember when I was young, it was mainly crappie. What would that have been, in a lake?
Yes, sir.
Is bass is a little, is that deeper water? Okay. Yeah. No. My dad, when he was around, we used to go fishing a lot. That was one of his favorite things. So he took me when I was about seven. He took me deep sea fishing once, and I was not prepared for it. You anchor and then you rock for about 4 hours. And
I did that the past summer, and
no,
we caught
I've never.
About...
I've fortunately, I can say this now. I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life.
I got seasick.
I'll spare the audience. The captain of the ship was not very sympathetic when I started to regurgitate. He just said, "Get a bucket of water and clean it up." Like, I was 7 years old. I thought I'd get a little more sympathy. Ben Portnoy is next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.